have Sister Betty schedule you guys for another session, because it's going to take more than one session for you all to resolve your issues and figure out what you all are going to do about your marriage.
I understand, Pastor.
What do you mean, another session?
Another session. I mean,
I came to this one.
One day don't fix a marriage.
Sister Jennifer, you need more than one session here. You have the roles twisted. He's the man. He's the provider. You're the wife. And like I said, you all are on opposite ends of your marriage. So therefore, you all need to come back for another session. It don't just take one. It takes a few sessions for you all to be able to hash out all your problems so we can somehow come to some solutions.
Well, you know, Pastor, I think that we can keep our personal issues in the home.
Sister Jennifer, everything that goes on in this office stays in this office.
Amen.
Between you and Deacon Eric.
I already didn't want to do this. This is our personal life. This is already enough. We can figure this out.
But this is what I'm here to do. I'm here to help you all, lay it all on the table, and help you all understand where your problems lie.
I gotta go. Let's go, Eric.
Pastor,
come on.
All right, you all take care and have a good evening.
Thank you, Pastor.
And make sure you all see Sister Betty on the way out.
Bye, Sister Betty.
Goodbye.
I'll see you later, Sister Betty.
I'll see you later. I'll be praying for y'all.
Thank you, Sister Betty.
Pastor?
Yes, Sister Betty.
I told you it was bad, didn't I?
You sure did, Sister Betty. It was worse than what I thought it would be. And it's going to take a whole lot more for them than just those few little sessions. So I'm definitely going to need you to schedule them in to come back. And they both have a lot of issues and they need to be worked out.
I understand. You sure you don't want to see them every day, though? Because I'm telling you, Pastor.
Sister Betty, I don't have time every day for them.
I understand, because you have your own marriage you have to worry about.
Sister Betty, leave my marriage out of it.
But
my marriage is totally separate from what they're going through.
I understand.
So, like I said, they definitely need some more sessions because they have a lot of issues and they have a lot of things they need to work out. As soon as you can, give them a call. Check my book to see when we can pencil them in again.
And I'll let you know your first available appointment.
Thank you, Sister Betty.
You're welcome.
Sister Betty, I need to know how early we can get in there and set up for the marriage retreat. Can you give them a call, please?
All right, I'll go ahead and make that call.
Thank you, Sister Betty.
Mm-hmm. Listen here, this man getting on my last nerve. I told him I've been doing this for too long as it is. I know what to do. I'm sitting here counseling all these couples and he need to focus on his own marriage, but I'm gonna go ahead and mind my business and do what I'm supposed to do, make this call real quick. Alright, and find this number real quick. Okay, here we go. Hello. Yes, this is Sister Betty calling from Bedside. I'm calling about the couples retreat. I just needed to know what time we can come in and get set up. Yes, we have the main ballroom for 4 hours. Okay, we gonna need more than an hour because there's not that many people that's gonna be coming with us to set up. So we gonna need longer than an hour. Yes, we rented the main ballroom for 3 days. Yes, we need it for 4 hours. Ma'am, why are you asking me all these questions again? This has already been confirmed. I'm only calling to find out how soon we can get in and set up. Okay, you have staff, so an hour before. That's going to be kind of pushing it for us. The devil is a lie. We ain't paying that much money. We already paying you enough for them 3 days and we going to have it. You mean to tell me you can't spare another hour? $250 for an hour? I can't. And all y'all doing is moving tables and chairs? Really? Listen, Lord, I'm going to pray for you, sister. I'm going to pray for you, but I'll go ahead and let my pastor know we can only have an hour. What you renegotiating? What you want to renegotiate it? Unless you're going to renegotiate a $250 drop, then we ain't talking. You're not charging us no more than what we already paying you. Goodbye. God bless you. Pastor, these folks want to charge us another $250 just for another lousy hour. I'm sorry. Excuse me. For another hour just to set up.
Sister Betty, you didn't talk to them like that, did you?
I bet you I did when she said something about an extra $250. We done already paid these folks all that money, and they want an extra $250 for another hour to help set up. We need more than 1 hour to set up for everything that we need to get done.
Sister Betty, it should only take about an hour, so you don't have to be so upset about it. Calm down, Sister Betty. Everything will be fine.
Folks, got my blood pressure. I think an hour
should be good enough.
Okay. Well, we confirmed it. We got an hour before. Folks, I got my blood pressure up. I tell you, where is my medicine at? Because I can't do all this. I'm too old.
Okay, Sister Betty, calm down. Everything is fine. An hour should be long enough, and they have staff there, right, to help us set up.
Yeah, they have staff there.
Okay, so we're fine. We don't need nothing extra. That hour should be good enough to set up some tables and chairs.
Okay, Pastor.
All right.
So that was your idea of a counseling session?
Jennifer, it would have been if you didn't pop off and say what you said.
Look at that lady over there. She's got her phone now. She's probably recording us right now. Look at all these church people. I can't stand them. Oh, this is what you're doing now? You're not going to get the door for me?
Here you go, babe.
Okay, good. You knew I wasn't going anywhere if you didn't get the door anyways.
I'm just letting you know right now, your behavior was despicable.
You told the pastor about our sex life. That's crazy. That's the craziest thing I've ever like, even
that is what you're supposed to do in marriage
counseling.
Oh
my gosh, you don't tell the pastor about our sex life. You don't tell him about all our personal details.
Then what are we supposed to talk about?
Not that.
How are we supposed to mend this?
You're just giving him way too much information. Like, that's too much. This is what I mean. Like, we need to keep these things between us.
Well, when we keep it between us, what happens? What happens when it's between us?
You aren't doing anything. I do everything. I'm so tired of it.
And that's what I'm talking about right there. You just sat there and told the pastor I do nothing. You said that I don't even have a job. Yes, I do work for the church. And then you sat there and said something about what
You don't do anything. What do you mean? You bring home food from the church? What, do you want to eat that food?
Are you serious?
Do you really want to eat that or do you want to eat the food that I bring home?
Are you serious? Jennifer, that's how you're going to be? You're going to be that up high? That's what you are? You on that pedestal right now? Calm down, baby girl. Calm down for a second. Because right now, you ain't looking too pretty. Especially towards our church. And the thing about it is, the only reason why I mentioned we wasn't having sex is because we're not having sex. Are we? Are we, baby girl? Are we having sex?
Obviously not.
Yes, obviously not. I mean, what? If I'm not having sex with you, if you're not having sex with me, who's you having sex with?